As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday. That's an interesting word, Wednesday. I'm going to get married today. Wednesday, November the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Indeed, and in fact, my name is William Roberts. And I've got good news and lots of that, hard facts certainly, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, a big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, and Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome today. Gold blows through the $1,090 level on strong fundamentals, decoupling once again from the U.S. dollar. Crude oil trades above 80. We'll go there in a moment. Lots of new news and a closer look at leadership in a communitarian world. We'll go for that most of the broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, November the 4th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold up $4.40 at $1,088.70. But, of course, at airtime, gold was trading $1,092.10, up $7.80. Just a few minutes before that on Bloomberg, it was being listed as $1,090.40, up $5.50. So you pick your number. It's definitely going up, and it's well above the $1,080 mark. The platinum trades at $1,362, up $5. Palladium up $6, trading at $3.31. And silver up 22 cents at $17.43. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,081.50 for a low, $1,096.80 for a high, and at $1,088.70, your gold would be up $327.60 year to year for a 43.04% return on your investment. The boys in London had to capitulate. They put the gold fix at $1,091.75. I'm sure they were ready to slash their wrists having to list that kind of a number. Nevertheless, that's where it's at, $1,091.75, so we should see it trading in that vicinity all day. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 18 at 9,772. The NASDAQ was up 8 at 2,057, and the S&P up 3 at 1,045. The crude oil going up 91 cents so far in early morning trading, above that $80 mark at 80.51, and the USDX losing 28 basis points, trades at 76.03. Be right back.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet. turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-Panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 4th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into that market report, close it out for Wednesday, November the 4th, 2009. These figures off of various websites. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $4.40. at $1,088.70. Glanced at the ticker, if you will, at the screen a moment ago, and we see gold back down between the $1,090 and the $1,092 level. That is pretty good for an ounce of the noble metal, as they say. Anyway, back down looking at this more deeply, the crude oil, again, this is important. It's gone up 91 cents so far in morning trading, trading again above that $80 mark. It's at 80.51, and you should see some jumps at the pump, no doubt, once you go to fill up the old jalopy. The USDX, that dollar index, again, this is the ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange. I don't know, one of these mornings we'll say the Canadian dollar, the carbon deficit, and the Mexican peso will be all part of this kind of an exchange. But at this time, the U.S. dollar index is inside of this trading index, this weighted basket of currencies. We've gone through that before, listed them out. This is the little basket of currencies that Timmy Geithner looks at all the time and everybody in the world looks at. But we've put together a special little basket of currencies for those of us in the North American community. Anyway, this is our Forex exchange rates for this morning. The Canadian dollar up 31 basis points. And I'd have to say that across the board, all of the foreign exchange rates have gone up as the U.S. dollar continues to decline. The USDX, the dollar at 76.03, losing 28 basis points in morning trading. But the Canadian dollar up 31 basis points, trading at 94 cents again. The Mexican peso, venerable as it is, it sits down there. Well, somebody has to hold up the basement, doesn't it? You've got to have a foundation someplace. Well, they're still down there. You can fill up your pockets this morning on Mexican pesos at 8 cents a pop. They're 13.2463 pesos per dollar, moving up 14 basis points. The euro, $1.48 U.S., it's moved up 0.45% or 45 basis points this morning. The British pound, still strong, up 56 basis points at $1.65 U.S. And the Swiss franc at 98 cents U.S., moving up 0.39%. In the bond market, the yield on the two-year bond is 0.93. That's moved up from the 0.89, I think it was yesterday. The 10-year yield on the bond is at 3.50%, and the 30-year is at 4.36. In a moment, we'll hear what Jimmy Rogers has to say about investing in the bond market in the U.S. dollar. In the mortgage market, the bottom that I basically saw, and I don't know whether it's a long-term bottom or short-term bottom, or but a bottom it was, we're still seeing the mortgage rates, the interest rates, moving back up, which means that they're withdrawing credit. They're making credit more difficult for those that want to buy houses and duplexes and fourplexes and apartment buildings. They're going to find a little bit more difficulty getting that loan. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, not terribly much, but it's up a bit. The 15 years at 4.59%, up from 4.58 a month ago. The 30-year, for the first time in a little while, has gotten quite a bit of a jump up. It's 5.15% as opposed to 5.10% just a month ago. So those are your bonds, your mortgage markets, and all of that. You know, all of this move up in gold, we hear so much out there, a lot of discussion about it. It started back on the I think it was Monday or Tuesday, might have been Monday. Let's see, what is it? The 3rd. The International Monetary Fund, this is off of Reuters, the International Monetary Fund sold 200 tons of gold to the Reserve Bank of India for $6.7 billion U.S., quietly executing half of a long-planned bullion sale that has threatened to slow gold's ascent. Well, of course, as everybody knows, getting that gold into the hands of others has never been a threat to those that are in the bull market in gold. But the real question that lies in my mind here is, where's the physical gold? I looked around. I tried to find some kind of a news blurb or a news blip or a news clip, and maybe some of our much more competent researchers in the audience, in the chat rooms, and their hosts on the network, maybe somebody could find that Brinks truck coming out of Washington, heading for the airport, bringing along with it 200 tons of gold to be shipped to the Reserve Bank of India. Is that even happening? Are we moving bullion gold, or are we just transferring digits from one account ledger to another? That's to be determined. Of course, if I were in India's shoes, the Reserve Bank of India, I wouldn't want to leave any gold bullion in Washington, D.C., not on even a bet. You know, Merkel's still trying to find their gold, and so is everybody else. I don't imagine there's anything but cobwebs at Fort Knox. The deal, we're going to hear a lot about deals over the next month or so. The deal, which surprised traders who expected China to be the most likely buyer, will relieve the gold market of some uncertainty over how and when the IMF would sell 403.3 tons of gold, or about one-eighth of its total stock. The deal will increase India's gold holdings to the 10th largest among central bankers. Reminds me of a man I used to do business with, a lawyer. many, many years ago when I was in the real estate business, Mr. Deal. Boy, I love to take my deals to Mr. Deal. He'd always make them close. Anyway, it also fueled speculation that other governments, including Beijing, Beijing, or however you want to call it, may be ready to diversify their reserves even at near-record gold prices, helping to soak up IMF supply that the fund may otherwise be forced to sell on the open market. The article continues, there's a quote, central banks in India and China will be happy to accumulate gold at these levels. Oh, yes, we will. Americans are very, very stupid. You want to sell that gold? We take that gold from you today. Yes, we will. The Chinese are so intelligent. I admire them. I will not be surprised to see even some Southeast Asian banks buying gold, quote-unquote. Aaron Smith, Asia head of the $165 billion technical trading fund, Superfund, told Reuters, again, it's not going to be surprised to see even some Southeast Asian banks buying gold. Yeah, you betcha. You better believe it. Spot prices rose, well, we needn't get into that. And then they talk about surprise buyers and so on. This one, new news, November 3rd, 2009, Reuters, appeared on the New York Times website this morning. Gold eases after record hits. Here's out of Tokyo. Tokyo! Gold eased on Wednesday as investors took profit a day after it hit record highs, despite the dollar's strength. But sentiment improved on bullion's growing status as a destination for a diversifying official status, official reserves. Now, did gold ease, actually? No, actually, what it's doing is it's bumping back and forth, trading laterally now above 990. A little tick down into the 889 range, but basically it's horizontal. So we'll just see where it goes throughout the day. We'll have much more news on the other side of this commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And the article for Reuters continues here, and it says that gold swept to a new record high despite the dollar's strength, as the International Monetary Fund's 200-ton sale of gold to India's central bank underscored gold's increasing status as an official reserve and fueled speculation that other governments, including Beijing, may be ready to diversify their reserves. I always track this one. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, 11-11 of 11, remember that date, said its holdings rose to 1,108.399 tons as of November the 3rd, up 4.88 tons, or 0.4% from the previous business day. There are those out there that say, well, they don't have any gold anyway. Well, they may not have any gold, but they are a player in this market. And with that many tons of gold, they can certainly alter the price on any given day that they desire to do so. And that may be why they're in the marketplace. But again, Reuters always kind of reluctant to share their information. Let's go in a little bit further here. The dollar steadied. Well, you didn't notice. Yeah, this is what I wanted to say. Gold swept to a record high again, despite the dollar's strength. Despite the dollar's strength, today it's down another 28 basis points. It's in the bottom. It's in the basement. It's at 76.03. You know, the Swiss franc is almost at parity with the U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar is almost parity with the U.S. dollar. Oil is trading, crude oil in denominated in U.S. dollars, up 91 cents at $80.51 a barrel. Remember, I shared with you back in the, 30s or 40s when oil was trading for 10 cents a barrel. What's happened to the U.S. dollar? Where's your purchasing price? You know, where's the purchasing value of your money? Why, it's gone bye-bye. Despite the dollar's strength. Well, anyway, let's go back over to this other article briefly. This again off of Reuters. This is the earlier article. The IMF sells the 200 tons of gold. This is where it all started. Continuing, dropping down a little bit further, quote unquote, central banks in India and China, again, will be happy to accumulate gold at these levels, dropping down further. Quote, it's potentially bullish from several points of view. Well, you know the difference between bulls and bears, right? The bears are the ones that are hiding their head in the sand, and the bulls are the ones that are moving forward. Bearish and bullish markets, okay? Anyway, is potentially bullish from several points of view, said Commerce Bank analyst Eugen Weinberg. Quote, gold was kept off the market and sold directly to central banks, so potential sales on the market are limited by this. They don't dare put this gold into general circulation. It would be snapped up so quickly that, let's just say that the post office would be very busy delivering this gold. But it was kept off the market intentionally and sold directly to central banks. This is one way to conceal the fact that there was no gold trading hands. It's also another way to keep the money in the money changers' pockets. Secondly, and really actually, with the International Monetary Fund, you know, when that was all set up over the Bretton Woods Agreement, the United States put up the lion's share of the gold, and then everybody else came in according to their gross domestic product. Part of this transfer of gold may reflect that China's gross domestic product is leading the world and India's is up there high, and that this is where the gold needs to go if we're going to have a fairly weighted system of SPDRs, a special drawing rights stuff. You can go back on the archives to the New Economic World Order series that I ran a couple of days worth on, and hear a little bit more about all of the history behind that a couple of months ago. Continuing a little further here, an IMF official said the sale was concluded at an average price of about $1,045 an ounce. And you can see they've picked up $50 an ounce profit to pay for their shipping already. And that transaction would be paid in hard currency, not in IMF special drawing rights. What the heck does he mean in Reuters when they say that it would be paid in hard currency? You mean to tell me that they're buying their gold with gold? Are they buying their gold with silver? Or are they just very old frozen dollars? I don't know, like a frozen muckluck upside the head? Surprise buyer? Although the IMF's plan to sell a share of its gold holdings in order to increase low-cost lending to poor countries had been flagged for a year before. It's been flagged for a long time. I've been hearing about this IMF plan to sell gold for some time. Anyway, the speed, the scale, and the identity of the buyer were a surprise. Quote, it was always thought that some of it would be sold off-market, but it was a bit of a surprise that as much as 200 tons had been sold off-market. Just watch as the other 200 tons get sold off-market as well. Of course, that's just my opinion. The proportion of gold as part of its total foreign reserves has fallen from over 20% in 1994 to just under 4%. And that's India, of course. Anyway, there's so much more. We talk about no market disruption, other things. Interesting article. Let's look at what Jimmy Rogers has to say about this. We move quickly through this. I want to close out the economic news, get on to other things. But Rogers says, Jimmy Rogers, of course, the Jimmy Rogers says Rubini, we'll find out about Noriel Rubini in a moment. Rubini is wrong on bubbles as gold and stocks rally. This is by Brian Swint and Mark Barton off of Bloomberg. New news, today's news. Jim Rogers, the investor who predicted the start of the commodity rally in 1999, said that Noriel Rubini is wrong about the threat of bubbles in gold and emerging market stocks. That's kind of a curious way to say that. Many commodities are still down from record highs, and equity markets aren't on the brink of collapse, Rogers, chairman of Singapore-based Rogers Holdings, said in an interview on Bloomberg Television Today. You know, you've got to take all of this with a grain of salt almost. You know, you hear all about Warren Buffett and you hear all about Jimmy Rogers and everybody gets on Bloomberg Television except they never call me or some of the other people. Don't imagine that they're going to be inviting Robert Chapman on the air anytime soon. Many commodities are still down from record highs and equity markets aren't on the brink of collapse, Rogers said. Rubini, the New York University professor who warned in 2006 about the coming financial crisis, said on October the 27th, not that many days ago, that investors are borrowing dollars to buy assets and creating huge asset bubbles. Rogers said that he's not buying stocks now, though he may buy more gold. Quote unquote, what bubble? Rogers said when asked if he agreed with Rubini's view. Quote, it's clear that Mr. Rubini hasn't done his homework yet again. Close quote. Rubini told a conference in South Africa last month that investors were doing, quote, the mother of all carry trades, close quote, by buying assets with borrowed dollars. You know, you hear about that. People talk about buying gold on their credit card, you know, because the gold's going up and, you know, they could, well, you know, the foolishness of that. Never go into debt to invest in something. That's my advice. But who cares? They ain't going to be asking me to come on to Bloomberg today, I can assure you that. Rubini told a conference in South Africa last month, South Africa, that investors were doing, again, the mother of all carry trades. Dropping down a little further in the article, that's a good year. Rogers countered Rubini's argument by saying that Chinese stocks and sugar, silver, coffee, and cotton have all dropped from their historical highs by at least 50%. Those are all commodities, by the way. When asked if gains made this year pointed to a bubble, he said, quote, it's not a bubble if something is up 100% this year, but down 70% from its high. That's not a bubble. That's a good year. That's a great year. Maybe it's too high for this year, but that's not a bubble. Be right back and continue with this article. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again back to our article here off of Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg is going to be in the news here in a moment. This article in regards to comments that were made by Jim Rogers. He's refuting the Noriel Rubini bubble theory pretty strongly here. And, you know, it's like pulling teeth for Bloomberg and the Washington Times or the Washington Post or the New York Times to discuss gold. You know, even to put it in a headline, I'm sure it just makes them bleed. But they have to. They really can't. This little genie's out of the bottle, and they're not going to be able to keep it in the bottle for much longer. But let's continue and get this behind us. Again, it says gold climbed to a record of $1,095.40 an ounce in London today, a 24% gain this year. But, of course, you know, I give you the year-to-year. That's really the more appropriate way to look at it is over the course of the past 12 months. Yeah, 24% gain this year, but 43.04% gain year-to-year. They're only reporting about half of the picture. Anyway, gold also reached a record in New York as the dollar fell. What was this nonsense about a strong dollar in the other article? As the dollar fell, and India's central bank added to its bullion reserves. I suspect, here's the quote, I suspect it's, that would be gold, going to go over $2,000 sometime in the bull market, but depending on what happens in the world, it could go much, much higher, close quote, Rogers said, quote, the old high back in 1980, adjusted for inflation, would be over $2,000 now, just to get back to the old high. So we'll certainly get there sometime in the next decade. Well, Jimmy, that is being very, very conservative. I suppose that, yeah, it's possible to use the word decade, but we might also get there sometime in the next year. Dollar pessimism? Rogers, that would be Jim Rogers, or Jimmy Rogers, as people like to say. Rogers agreed with Rubini that the dollar's decline was encouraging investors to buy more commodities and assets. In other words, get hell out of the dollar. And that's what most people that have any intelligence have been doing. The U.S. currency has dropped 13% since the start of March against a trade-weighted basket of currencies, and we talk about little Timmy's basket all the time. Quote, right now, everybody, including me, is pessimistic on the U.S. dollar. That's not optimistic, my friends. It's the obverse of that. It's pessimistic. Rogers said, that usually leads to a rally, whatever the asset is, and I would just suspect it's going to happen again this time. Quote, how long will it last? I don't know, he said. It depends on how the world evolves. That sounds kind of like a movie. The world turns. As the world turns, somewhere along the line, I expect I'll have to sell the rest of my dollars. Jimmy Rogers is not a two-bit player. He's just let the cat out of the bag there that somewhere along the line he's going to sell the rest of his dollar holdings. I wonder if the Chinese would like to be able to make that statement. Right now, well, we don't need to go there. Here's another quote. I don't know any emerging market stock markets that are so high I'd call them a bubble, Rogers said. They're certainly all up a lot, but maybe they're too high. But being too high is not a bubble for anyone who knows financial markets. In contrast to Rubini, Rogers said the only bubble he sees in the Western world now is in U.S. bonds. U.S. bonds, remember. Give that out to you every day. It's one of these important indices. Again, the 2-year bond this morning at 0.93%, 10-year bonds at 3.50%, a 30-year bond at 4.36%. I bring that to your attention. Now listen to the way that Jimmy Rogers addresses the issue. He says, I cannot conceive. Here's his quote again. The only bubble that he sees in the Western world is in the U.S. bonds. Quote, I cannot conceive of lending money. That's what you do when you buy bonds. You become the creditor of the United States. You buy their bonds. You become the creditor. You own the place, you know. You're their creditor. You get paid first. I cannot conceive of lending money to the U.S. for 30 years. Close quote, he said. Other than that, I don't see any bubbles going on unless he knows something the rest of us don't know. Well, that's Jimmy Rogers. Pretty smart and savvy fellow. Enjoy reading stuff from him. Here's another one, slightly different twist, just to let you know. We talk about the financial news here, the first hour of this broadcast most days. Why? Well, largely because it is important. It's important for us to understand how the money changers are creating this new financial system globally that's going to impact everything about our lives, whether we like it or not. It's just one of those things, Dorothy. It's one of them things. This article, also off of Bloomberg, takes a different twist, unusual to see something like this in the news. Profit not satanic, Barclays say, after Goldman invokes Jesus. There's a headline for you. I printed that one off just because I want to save it. By Simon Clark and Carolyn Binham. Might have been a Bingham, but it's a Binham. November the 4th, new news. Barclays PLC Chief Executive Officer John Varley stood at the wooden lectern in St. Martin in the Fields on London's Trafalgar Square last night and told the packed pews of the church that, quote-unquote, prophet is not satanic. The 53-year-old head of Britain's second biggest bank said banks are the backbone of the economy. Rewarding high-performing bankers with more pay doesn't conflict with Christian values, he said. Varley was paid £1.08 million, or $1.77 million, and no bonus in 2008. Here's a quote from Varley. Talent, he said, is highly mobile, close quote. Varley, a Catholic, said, quote, if we fail to pay or are constrained from paying competitive rates, then that talent will move to another employer, close quote. But there's truth to that. Quote, is Christianity and banking compatible? Yes, he said, in an interview after the speech in the 283-year-old church. Quote, and is Christianity and fair reward compatible? Yes, he said. Varley joins Goldman Sachs International Advisor Brian Griffiths and Lazard International Chairman Ken Costa as London bankers who've gone into London churches in recent weeks and invoked Christianity to defend a banking system that critics has created wealth and inequality in the United Kingdom. Here's a quote. The injunction of Jesus to love others as ourselves is an endorsement of self-interest, close quote. Goldman's Griffith said on October the 20th, his voice echoing around the gold mosaic walls of St. Paul's Cathedral, whose 365 feet high dome, the pregnant belly of Isis, towers over the city. Of course, they always capitalize the city. That's London's financial district, the City of London. Here's another quote. We have to tolerate the inequality. Tolerance, you know, practice tolerance. It's a Christian virtue. We have to tolerate the inequality as a way to achieving greater prosperity and opportunity for all, close quote. That would be the greatest good of the greatest number, sir. That would be the happiness principle, perhaps. Bonuses to rise? Well, city bonuses. Again, that's the City of London. That's the banking center of the globe. City bonuses may rise by 50% to £6 billion this year. According to the Centre for Economics and Business Research Limited, even after the UK economy contracted for six consecutive quarters, driving unemployment to a 14-year high of 7.9%. If you can believe the figure. The gap between rich and poor in the United Kingdom reached its widest in five decades last year, according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies, a nonpartisan research group said. Quote, the levels of inequality in London are just mind-boggling, close quote, said Nicholas it's Polish, I think, canon theologian at the 764-year-old Westminster Abbey, where British monarchs are crowned and Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Mary I are buried. An untold number of bones of martyrs and saints and all of the rest of that clap, too, no doubt. Well, we'll be back in a moment.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Back once again, diving into this article off Bloomberg, profit is not satanic, Barclays says, after Goldman invokes Jesus. Again, the levels of inequality in London are just mind-boggling, said Nicholas Sagovsky, the canon theologian. The canon theologian, you know, the canonical texts that canonized text. Ever wonder about that, you know? Roll in the howitzers, boys. Let's split this carcass right down the spine and walk through a wall of blood. Convert or die, you heretics. The canon theologians at the 764-year-old Westminster Abbey, where British monarchs are crowned and buried. My goodness. Thank God for America. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Bankers are trying to defuse public anger at a financial crisis that triggered a state bailout of lenders, including Lloyds Banking Group, PLC, and Royal Bank of Scotland Group, PLC. The two banks yesterday got £31.3 billion more from government, as if government had anything to give. You might as well just say they've been robbing from Peter to pay Paul to the tune of 31.3 billion more pounds after receiving 37 billion pounds last year. Seems to be repeating phenomenon. Quote, "It's terrible to say things like that in a church," close quote, said Neil Jameson, the executive director of London Citizens, a nonprofit that campaigns on issues from low pay to crime. Said Goldman Sachs Griffiths, quote, "He should be condemned," Jameson said, "condemned. Burn him at the stake." Yeah, they do that, you know. Strangle them and then burn them and then scatter their ashes in the river, right? That kind of thing. Leper colony. Politicians from the ruling Labour Party and the opposition Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats. Isn't that just a cluster? There's a real problem, folks, with this multi-party system and the established two-party system. They have to go. Catholics and Protestants, a house divided. What a clever device. What a clever device. Politicians, again, from the ruling Labour Party. That would be the Labour Zionists, by the way. Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. And the opposition, that would be the Conservatives. Those are the ones that are for a strong monarch and an established church. And the Liberal Democrats, there's more socialism for you, are preparing for a general election that must be called by June. Notice, even in the face of these 37 and 31 billion pounds paid to the banking community, we're still going to have elections, as I've said. No matter how long this insanity continues, there will still be government on the other side. But, again, all three parties have criticized bankers who have been cast as pariahs who work in a leper colony. London Mayor Boris Johnson has said, pariahs that work in a leper colony. New York City, a leper colony. The City of London, a leper colony. Dubai, a leper colony. Interesting. London Mayor Boris Johnson. Quote, "People are very, very angry at the gross iniquity of rewards in society," close quote, Liberal Democrat lawmaker Vince Cable said in a St. Paul's debate with Griffiths. They're taking the debate inside of the church while the United States is passing hate crime laws and black robe boys no longer contemn government from the pulpit. Again, people are very, very angry, very, very angry at the gross iniquity of rewards in society. Bankers need to convince the public of their usefulness to preserve their pay. Seems Benjamin Bernanke and Timmy Geithner have been doing a little stumping to promote their usefulness. To preserve their pay, their jobs, and the city. The city. You know, really, we had Hiroshima and Nagasaki, rather Christian cities in Japan, devastated, went and firebombed Dresden and Nuremberg, but perhaps the city and New York may have been more appropriate targets. What would have been, what would be the history of the United States in the last 60 years if the fat boy and his little brother had been detonated in those two locations? Sad to say for the New Yorkers. But again, if you don't throw the money changers out of the temple, folks, don't come begging to me for sympathy. Bankers need to convince the public of their usefulness to preserve their pay, their jobs, and the city, said Adair Turner, the chairman of the UK regulator at the Financial Services Authority. Here's a quote. "What does the city do?" Close quote, Turner said. What does the City of London do? He said that in a debate at the 299-year-old St. Paul's. Quote, "Trading firms have to understand that if their activities grow to an economically useless, or indeed in some cases positively harmful scale, lack of comprehension will turn to fury." Oh, my. That's the language of pitchforks and torches. The Bastille, trembling. Moral issue, bankers became too obsessed with short-term gains in a financial crisis that is, quote, profoundly, that is a, quote, profoundly moral issue, close quote, Lazard's Costa said in the Church of St. Catherine Cree on October the 15th. Quote, these are long-term commitments, Costa, who's 60 years old, said of banking careers in a sermon at the church, one of a few to escape the Great Fire of London in 1666. Quote, they are not one-night financial stands, he said, but they are whores, I said. Quote, impatience is no recipe for a healthy economy or society, close quote. Always like to get the preacher's point of view. Banking's core business of moving money around to fund people, companies, and countries lifted millions out of poverty, Varley said last night. Banking's core business of moving money around to fund people, companies, and countries. Here's another quote from Varley. Varley, there's no conflict between doing business in an ethical and responsible way and making money, Varley said. We, speaking for the bankers, notice he used this in an ethical and responsible way. I guess there's a certain comedic value in that, Varley. Quote, we make our biggest contribution to society by being good at what we do, close quote. Barclays, quote, objective is to pay the minimum compensation consistent with competitiveness, close quote, Varley said. You believe in this stuff, folks? There's going to be a day of reckoning, and it might not be too far off. Free market. He didn't convince everyone in the audience, quote, if we leave pay to the free market, we give up responsibility because no one takes responsibility for the free market, close quote, said Will Campbell Klaus, who works for an environmental nonprofit in London. Wherever capitalism caused innovation and job creation, the city played a role. From China to the renewable energy revolution, said Goldman Sachs Griffiths, who was an advisor to former Prime Minister Margaret, I love Ronald Reagan, Thatcher, and sits in Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. Here's a quote. These, to me, are evidences of the good things the city does, close quote, he said. Economic growth alone cannot solve inequality, Westminster Abbey's Sagovsky said. Quote, the discrepancy between the wage that cleaners of banks like Goldman Sachs earn and the banker's compensation is enormous, close quote, the canon said in an interview. Well, so now we have talking canons. That's England. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. Stay with us for hour number two.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of this morning's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and indeed, in fact, my name remains William Roberts, even in the second hour. Going through this rather lengthy article here off of the Bloomberg website this morning. You can find it for yourself. The title of the article is Profit Not Satanic, Barclays Says, after Goldman Sachs invokes Jesus. Oh, baby. Are we digging into the depths and the bottom of the barrel today? Again, continuing from this article, I think it's important. This is a powerful reflection of what's happening in the world. As you know, England is the home of philosophical radicalism, and this is the home of philosophical radicalism on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, where we expose all of these philosophically radical concepts and people. Continuing along here, again, this part of the article is called Walk the Talk. It seems like the bankers aren't listening to society, close quote, said Jacob Needleman, a professor of philosophy at San Francisco State University and the author of Money and the Meaning of Life. Needleman said Griffiths should make, quote, an immediate donation of some several million pounds to a beautiful charity, close quote, to show that he can walk the talk. You see how they always do that. Pass the plate, please. Build us another church. Support another one of these beautiful charities. Make a contribution to the Ford Foundation, won't you please? Oh, please, make a big donation to the Nature Conservancy. How about the World Wildlife Fund? Why don't you make a big donation to the Sierra Club? Why don't you invest in some of these green technologies? What a bunch of nonsense. For Richard Charters, or Charts, the Bishop of London, Varley, Griffiths, and Costa are men of, quote, high moral integrity, and they know what a danger it is, close quote, to speak about banking in a church. Oh, yes. Men of high moral integrity. This is the Bishop of London. One of the great problems about our civilization is the divorce between public and private life. The divorce between public and private life. Yes, there is quite a gap, a gulf, actually, between those that have become involved here in the United States in the established two-party political system, those that are involved in government, and the private life. Of course, those involved in government often will hold a bean feed or something as an outreach to the locals, especially around election time. Again, one of the great problems about our civilization is the divorce between public and private life. You see, they seem to have forgotten the idea of representative government. There is no representation here. They're all actors in programs. They're actors and they're stakeholders in this great game of politics and parliamentarianism. A little bit more here. Short said. I just keep looking at this article, folks. Really do need to read it for yourself. Maybe burn down a copy and study it. The three bankers are reflecting on the fact that there has been this divorce. The closing sentences, well, we'll pick up those closing sentences, profit versus society on the other side. Then we'll get into something a little bit more interesting.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes. Returning once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Just this article just really winds me up in my mind. The idea of all of the blood that is soaked into the soil, all the stench of burning bodies that have risen up off the soil at these churches and squares and banks in England and in Europe. This idea of martyrdom, burning of heretics, converting back and forth between Catholicism and Christianity, you know, such as they begin in a bloody crucifixion, how could they help but to end in such a blood-soaked land as this? I'm so thankful my ancestors decided to come to the United States of America, to the North American continent, to start over again, maybe with a clean slate. Anyway, the pursuit of profit must not come at the expense of society. Varley, again, he's the chief executive officer of Barclays PLC, speaking in a church here. The pursuit of profit must not come at the expense of society. This lecture was organized by the Christian Association of Business Executives. And Varley said there was no need to separate investment banking from retail banking because banks are responsible for the propriety of their own business models. We haven't gone into that very deeply. We really do need to go through that idea of commercial banking and investment banking and understand the difference of those two. We will go back and cover that in our Economics 101 studies as they continue. But again, this pursuit of profit must not come. This used to be the pursuit of happiness. You know, this is how this perversion has metastasized within the very body politic. Must not come at the expense of society. We have an obligation to behave as a responsible employer. Charters, the Bishop of St. Paul's, said he welcomed bankers to debate in the church. Isn't that wonderful? Even though Jesus had thrown money changers out of the temple in Jerusalem, according to the Bible. Check this out. The money changers were actually selling sacrifices, close quote, Charters said in October 27th interview in St. Paul's. It's the idea that you can buy off God. It's also the idea that God is always broke. He needs man's gold and silver and all of his shekels in order to survive. This is a very old ploy. The bishop pulled on his coat and hat and strode toward the cathedral exit from beneath the great dome of Isis, I might have to say there. The pregnant belly. Osiris's penis is probably standing outside. Maybe that's the spire of the church. They have, here's a quote again, closing the article from Charters, they have a duty to be extravagantly generous, Charters said of the bank. Because to those to whom much has been given, much will be required. It's also the idea of buying indulgences. So much as time passes, the doctrines remain so much the same. Anyway, very interesting article, much happening around the world. Things are happening in England. Things that are going to be happening in the United States. Maybe we'll hear about something like that happening in a church near you soon. This is a little bit of a different twist. As, of course, as I say, as long as we continue to allow these two established two-party political system to remain in existence here in on our shores, between our shores, we're going to have a continuation of the same ride. It's the same paradigm. It's the same false gambit, if you will. A little bit more news. Maybe today will be a news hour. Maybe we'll just skip what I had in mind for teaching. But Republicans ride economic woes to wins in two states. All right, again, off of Bloomberg. New news. Listen carefully. Republicans swept governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia as voters concerned about rising jobless rates and record home foreclosures punished Democrats. Left, right, left, right. Republican, Democrat. Republican, Democrat. If there's anything good to share in this article, it's the speed which the revolving door seems to be turning. It's a revolving door that we can increase the rotation of and kick these bums out at every opportunity. And there's a reason for that. The Republican Party is like a punch-drunk dummy stumbling up against the ropes being pummeled at the moment by the Democratic Party. Both parties are just the wings of the eagle that share a common head. It's not the old two-headed eagle here that you see flying above the country. It's a left and a right wing of the same eagle. We focus on the wings, but we overlook the head. When the left wing gets out of line, the head brings it into alignment with the right wing, always, or else the eagle is going to have to just remain on his roost, which would be a very good thing. If we could put these two parties down permanently, it would be a blessing. But again, the Republicans swept governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia as the voters concerned about rising jobless rates and record home foreclosures, ostensibly, punished the Democrats. This is the importance of energizing within this established two-party political system. We come in harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. The parties are in trouble. Now is the time to embed, if you will, infiltrate the parties. Not as left and right champions, but as a means towards the demise of the established two-party political system, which is the super social disease that has to go bye-bye. New Jersey's Democratic governor, Jan Corzini, a 62-year-old former co-chairman of Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., lost to the Republican Christopher Christie, 47-year-old. In Virginia, Republican Bob McDonald, 55-year-old, beat the Democrat Cray Deeds, 51-year-old, by a 17-point margin in a congressional race in New York that took on national significance. Democrat Bill Owens defeated Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman. Republicans, Democrats. Republicans said the results were a sign the electorate is looking more favorably at their party 1 year after Barry the Usurper's election. It's great news, said David Carney, a political director for former President George H.W. Bush. Clinton. Bush. Clinton. Gore. God. When we're like us, we win. When we're like them, we lose, said Republican Dick Armey. We'll find out more about Dick's Armey on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
simple and affordable. They start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And returning to our article here right off of Bloomberg, the Republicans ride economic woes to wins in two states. And we find the name Dick Armey. And here's his quote again. When we're like us, we win. And when we're like them, we lose. Us versus them. Right versus left. If you go back in the archives to the first few broadcasts that I did here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network many months ago now, and look for the sections where we talk about the political party structure, and re-listen to those, revisit that, we went through this distinction that the established two-party political system here in the United States, they're both the Republican Party, which is a private corporation, non-profit corporation, and the Democratic Party, which is also a private corporation, are both of the cadre party style. As far as the left-right continuum are concerned, if any such left-right continuum could exist, if you were to look at it from the standpoint of absolute breakdown of society and total anarchy, which is misused there, but as an example, as the far left and the far right would be a king, you would find that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, as all political scientists know, stand right on top of each other. Actually, they're back to back. And so they come back and forth and back and forth on every election cycle, which is a system we need to destroy. We need to bring this down. We need to stop this nonsense. A house divided shall surely fall. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Right out of the Bible there. But again, said Republican Dick Armey, the former House Majority Leader from Texas, who now chairs Freedom Works. And all of you heard the broadcast on 9/13, I guess, after the 9/12 rally, where we brought some of this out and brought the Freedom Works organization into the light. It's a group that has aligned with conservative activists. What's conservative? A conservative, let's say a Tory, would support a monarch and an established church, whereas the liberals, the Whigs, rejected that idea. Interesting, hmm? Hadn't thought of that, perhaps. Armey is on one side of a debate among Republicans over whether the party's response to losses in 2006 and 2008 should be to move further to the political right. For those of you that wisely downloaded a copy of the Republican Party's platform under Bush, where after every sentence it said, Hail Bush, Hail Bush, yes, Hail Bush, like Hail der Führer. And look at the Republican Party's platform today, which is all milk, toast, and honey, you'd understand this deception a little better. In New York, that strategy may have backfired as Republicans, including Army and 2008 vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, endorsed Doug Hoffman, as we recall, lost in his race to, he was defeated by Democrat Bill Owens. But this Doug Hoffman was a member of the capital C conservative, capital P party. The conservative party. That sounds like England, doesn't it? The conservative party. Very curious. But what had happened? They endorsed Hoffman, 59, a conservative, capital C there, who ran as a third-party candidate. They chose Hoffman over the pick of the local party leaders, Didi Scozza-Fava, who was 49, who dropped out last weekend. The split vote handed Democrat Owens a narrow victory in a district that has been represented by a Republican since the Civil War. This is how you use third parties. Unemployment. In Detroit, voters approved a 500.5 million school bond, blah, blah, blah. Ridiculous. Going down, dropping further. Frugal government. Speaking to supporters in Richmond, Virginia, Governor-elect McDonnell pledged, quote, a wise and frugal government, close quote, and to keep taxes, regulation, and litigation, quote, to a minimum. Same claptrap. And people buy this year in, and they buy it year out, and they vote for these clowns. Quote, tomorrow begins the task of fixing our broken state, said Christie, Christopher Christie, Chris Christie, CC, who pledged to cut regulations and spending and, quote, get government back under control. Well, we'll see whether he does that. The Republican wins in 2 out of 3 races could embolden conservative activists seeking to promote rivals for the seats of party lawmakers and officials, such as Florida Governor Charlie Crist, who supported the usurper's $787 billion economic stimulus. Left, right, left, right. Whether you become activated and energized at your local level and get involved inside of this established two-party political system or not, the parties are going to continue to do this to us. The results in New York, in particular, will stoke a debate in the Republican Party over its direction, said former Republican Representative Tom Davis of Virginia. He said his party must develop a message that goes beyond opposition to the usurper's agenda by offering alternatives to his policies. Quote, you've got to be able to mold that discontent into majorities, close quote, said Davis, who led his party's recruitment efforts in Congress. You've got to be able to mold that discontent into majorities. That is what Dick Armey is doing with Freedom Works. Capturing the discontent and molding it into majorities to follow the same failed political model. There's an opportunity for change here if we will but seize it. And then it goes on, of course, and as I said earlier, Michael Bloomberg is in the news. In New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, an independent, was elected to a third term, beating Democrat William Thompson, the city's comptroller, by a five-point margin. Now, here's an independent, Michael Bloomberg, moneybags, and he's able to win his election. Bloomberg, who became the first three-term chief executive of the largest U.S. city by population, is founder and majority owner of Bloomberg News, parent Bloomberg LP. Now, oftentimes, these kinds of races are nonpartisan. You're just voting for the mayor, for instance. In Boston, Mayor Thomas Menino won an unprecedented fifth consecutive four-year term. 20 years as mayor. Not much change going on there. In Detroit, Dave Bing, a former NBA star, won re-election. Well, basketball been very, very good to me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just underlining the importance of paying attention to this, what is happening in the political arena. You know, like I say, if we do nothing here, we're going to get the same shtick handed to us in 2010 and 2012. And I decided to come on the radio and do the Become Vocal Local broadcast on RBN some 18 or so months ago. It was the idea of trying to keep alive, if you will, some of the enthusiasm that was generated by Ron Paul's campaign. But it seems as though the drug has taken effect again and most people have gone back to sleep. We had time in 24 months to gain a stronghold or a majority position in most of the precincts all across America, some 177,000 voting precincts in the 3,066 plus or minus counties in this country. But doing nothing doesn't change the model. And what we're seeing here is that the same established two-party political system, both corporations, private, ostensibly, have not gone to sleep, not for one moment. There's big money in this for them. Let's find out a little bit more from this article. Dropping down a bit further, it says that in Maine, voters repealed a state law that would allow gay and lesbian couples to marry. However, these laws are created, that is the way that you reverse them. The exception, perhaps, of presidential decision directives, which just have to be struck out by the next incoming president. But that's a move in the right direction, repealing a state law that would allow gay and lesbian couples to marry. What insanity is that? Anyway, down a little bit further here, New Jersey, the last time a Republican won a statewide election in New Jersey was in 1997 when the incumbent Governor Christine Whitman defeated the challenger James McGreevy in a tough campaign. A little further down, in Virginia, 65% of lowercase I independents cast their ballots for McDonnell, and in New Jersey, Christie took 60% of the independent vote. See, when you register or you cast ballots on different colored ballots or different kinds of ballots or you declare yourself one way or the other, the statisticians keep track of that. It's like taking a barometric pressure of the thermometer in the armpit or mouth of the voters to find out what propaganda is working best. But they pay very close attention to these independents and third parties, not because the parties are going to ever succeed, really, themselves, but because they're indicators of which way the undecideds go. Dropping down a little further, it continues and says, these are local races. He said in an interview yesterday on Bloomberg Television, by Thursday or Friday, the remnants of this will be forgotten, and there's much truth to that statement. These are local races. Not much will be said of them in the future. But the parties are gaining strength and positioning themselves for the 2010 and the 2012 elections. Tom Reynolds, a former congressman from New York and the head of the National Republican Congressional Committee, agreed. Here's his quote. It will probably have little to do with next year's outcome, he said, whether it is who wins the House baseball game or a fight in the off year. People are wanting to take credit. Continuing, looking to 2010, it's a good lesson to relearn, she said. It's not going to be the silver bullet for the Democrats. Dropping down further, the article closes this way. It's tragic, he said. That would be someone else. He said, you don't turn on your own people. If you believe in, oh, this is Dick Armey. It's tragic, he said, you don't turn on your own people if you believe in the country and the two-party system. See, that conjunction is very important, and the country and the two-party system. You don't turn on your own people. Why you never get any justice when the Republicans are in power. They'll never bring who or he, Bush, to trial. And you can't expect the Democrats to insist that the usurper stand down, his entire cabinet be discharged, all of the legislation, including H.R. 1, which imposed a $24.78 a tax per pound on rolling tobaccos, be repealed, struck, because it's an unconstitutional administration. They're usurping the office of president. Anyway, Army then said, well, no, I'm not going to leave that yet. If you believe in the country and the two-party system, belief, faith. We talk about the abolition of the established two-party political system. I might as well be going right after the Baptists. It's a faith system. It's a belief system. Well, my grandfather was a Democrat, and my father was a Democrat, and I've always voted Democrat, and both of my boys vote Democrat. I guess we're a Democrat family. Belief systems. Belief without evidence. John Lapp, who was the director of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in 2006, under then Illinois Representative Rahm Emanuel, who I've got a little bit to say about today, said the results last night could impair Republicans' chances in swing districts. Here's a little bit more at the end. There has been a purist civil war, revolution for the heart and soul of the party, and the moderates have lost, John Lapp said. There has been a purist civil war, revolution for the heart and soul of the party, and the moderates have lost. File that away in the basket. Here's a little bit more from old Rahm. Emanuel brings down the hammer as Obama seeks to put the lid on leaks off of Bloomberg, Edwin Chen, Kate Anderson Brower, November the 4th, New News. Bury the usurper's first 100 days, which included a $787 billion economic stimulus package and a recasting of U.S. war strategy, right, were barely over when Chief of Staff Rahm, I have pliers for your testicles, Emanuel, began to anticipate a breakdown of White House discipline. The Ashkenazim Ergun terrorist, after convening a staff meeting by slamming his palm on the tabletop, this is that transparency that the usurper promised, right? Emanuel, give me a break. How about Rahm? How about Ashkan Nazi? The Ashkan Nazi, Rahm, warned Obama's aides that loose lips would endanger the administration's goals. Loose lips will sink ships. Back to World War II. Quote, he talked about how the next phase, understand now, listen carefully, he talked about how the next phase would be far more difficult, that the challenges would be much greater, close quote, recalled Anita Dunn, White House Communications Director. Emanuel stressed that success, quote, would depend on keeping to the basic method of operation that we had in terms of not leaking, a term that came up under the Bush administration, not playing out our policy disputes through the press, not leaking, no transparency. As we can see right through this transparent administration. For the most part, that script has been followed. The usurper's White House probably sleeps in Abraham Lincoln's bedroom, has largely avoided the open dissent or anonymous source sniping that sometimes bedeviled his predecessors, especially Bill Clinton. The usurper's more structured decision-making, structured, probably coming from outside, no doubt, quote, helps limit leaks, whistleblowers, said D.D. Myers, who served as Bill the Purple Dress, Clinton's first press secretary. The attitude among top aides also helps keep internal debates from becoming public. Oh, that's transparency, all right. Go right on up to whitehouse.gov. See how transparent this administration is.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back for the last segment of today's broadcast. I'd hope to go into something a little bit more useful, developing community leaders, the XL approach and paths towards personal progress. Leaders are made, not born, both very interesting pieces of research in my library. I'll have to save them for another day. I've got a little bit more to go here. I want to bring this to your attention, largely because we've been sold another bill of goods with this administration. You know that. I'm not telling the Oracle listeners that really anything new there. There is no transparency in this system. But we need to understand that they're looking at this next phase, which would be far more difficult. And the Copenhagen is right on top of us. This medical process is maybe put on the burner, but we'll have to see how that goes. But they're definitely keeping everything highly secure inside of their administration. The article off of Bloomberg, which you can pull off today's Bloomberg website, off the homepage, Emmanuel brings down the hammer. continues this way, talks a little bit about Craig's job. In September, stories citing the unnamed administration officials said White House counsel Gregory Craig may be dumped because the usurper's January deadline for closing the Guantanamo Bay prison likely will be missed. And it continues about that, certain speculation buzzing. About the same time, the details of Army General Stanley McChrystal's secret recommendation for more U.S. troops in Afghanistan were reported by the Washington Post. A little bit more about that. After the stories appeared, Rahm I Love Torture Emmanuel, again, brought down the hammer. That's quote-unquote, brought down the hammer, letting the aides know that leaks won't be tolerated, said David Axelrod, the president's senior advisor, while Emmanuel, Rahm, enforces the rules. The demand for discipline comes from the Oval Office and dates to the earliest days of the usurper's campaign, the Rod Axel said. Sharp elbows. Before launching his White House bid early in 2007, the usurper told confidants, quote, "If I find people throwing sharp elbows or leaking or pointing at each other, then they're going to have to leave," Axelrod said. Within Washington power circles, varying motivations spark leaks. People talk without authorization to influence policy, to settle scores, or promote their own importance, veterans of previous administrations say. Sometimes their conscience gets the better of them and they just put material out into general circulation for the publicity value that it brings. We need to know what's happening. If the boss doesn't listen to the staff finds ways to get the message to the boss through a leak, said Ari Fleischer, little Ari Fleischman's margarine there, Bush's first White House press secretary. Leaks also occur if, quote, "if such bad rivalries exist that one person tries to take down another," he said. Leakers, this is whistleblowers, folks, what we're talking about here. Leaks, leakers, leaking, leakers. Leakers sometimes want to show how much they know, said Myers. Leaks will become more likely as the usurper's inner circle expands and the administration takes on more people with less personal loyalty to the president, said Stephen Hess, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, a Washington think tank. Emmanuel's vigilance. Emmanuel, a veteran of Clinton's White House, is vigilant in battling leaks, said Dunn. When there's been a leak or a story that was inconsistent with what we're trying to accomplish, Emmanuel, quote, will remind people about why we're here and that, quote, we behave differently from previous administrations, she said. The usurper weighs in when necessary. He, quote, doesn't allow for second guessing and doesn't respond well to campaigns that are waged during the process to change his mind or inform his thinking, Dunn said. Voluntary ignorance, willful oblivion. Don't tell me that. After a July New York Times story described tensions between Emmanuel and Valerie Jarrett, a longtime usurper's friend and White House advisor, the president told aides to stop cooperating with personality profiles. The usurper offended? Oh, don't you like that? He's offended. Why aren't you offended by him by now? I am. Quote, "the president was offended," Axelrod said. Quote, "what happens inside this family stays inside this family." That's how we operated during the campaign, and that's how we operate now. The family. The family. Where's Corzini in all this? Inside this Chicago family. White House aides are to provide limited cooperation with profile stories and others, aren't to give interviews for stories about themselves, a senior administration official said. How many millions have been paid out and invested to keep this usurper under the wraps, so to speak? We have vigorous debates in here, Axelrod said, but they shouldn't take place in Bloomberg or on the front page of the New York Times or anywhere else. So there are debates. They do discuss things amongst themselves, but we're not to hear of them. Just kind of close it out. Stay on the political thing for a moment. You know, I get all these solicitations from the parties, the Missouri Republican Party, the Republican National Committee, the Republican Congressional Committee, and so on and so forth. Here out of the Missouri Republican Party, as if there was nothing else to talk about, from David Colt, chairman, Lloyd Smith, the executive director, signature on this one. They say, Dear William, the Missouri Republicans have cried foul for years as the left-wing Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, broke Missouri's election laws to offset the votes for Missourians like you. ACORN is responsible for submitting thousands of fraudulent voter registration cards, and more than a dozen ACORN workers have been charged with or found guilty of federal election fraud. And then it goes on, and it goes on, and it's a two-page letter, and it's a solicitation for funds. But this is what's supposed to be interesting and important to the voters in the state of Missouri. It's like Vicki Davis says, war in the context of everything else, ACORN in the context of everything else. And people are looking for relief from the Republican Party. These are leaders representing you? I think not. Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, chairman, Tuesday afternoon. What an old ploy that is. I've been seeing that for so long. Most of my life, actually. Tuesday afternoon, Friday morning. Ridiculous. Dear friend, I need your immediate help. I need your immediate input to help the Republican leadership team win our most important goals, semicolon. Electing majorities in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives in the fast approaching 2010 midterm elections. You think they're sleeping? You think they're doing nothing? In 1994, the biased media elites touted villain Hillary Clinton as the greatest thing since sliced bread and declared the Republican all but dead. Yet men and women all across the country, folks like you, came forward, banded together, and we defied the pundits and the political prognosticators on the left, capturing both chambers of Congress and stopping Bill Clinton's liberal agenda. Propaganda. Keeping the dream alive. Reinforcing the faith. The belief in the established two-party political systems. We can once again overcome the odds in 2010. Over 60 million people did not vote for Barack Obama. And if we work together, we can make our voices heard. If we work together, no one can do this alone. Should I read Maurice Strong's words? But together we can. Right out of the 1992 Agenda 21. That's why I'm sending you this official 2009 Republican National Congressional District Survey. What do they ask in the survey? Do you support the Obama administration's efforts to eliminate further testing and deployment of an intercontinental defense system? Does that mean that the Republicans support the further testing and deployment of intercontinental missile defense systems? Should Republicans continue fighting congressional Democrats' efforts to grant full unconditional amnesty to illegal immigrants? Excuse me, sir. How long did they have the borders wide open during the Bush administration and do nothing? What nonsense. Do you agree with Barry the Usurper and Nancy Pelosi's efforts to impose massive tax hikes on the American people? Sounds to me like somebody living in a glass house throwing stones, doesn't it to you? Well, that just about pegs my fun meter. I'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. Until then, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs.
Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.